mega church thing is, like you said, there's a lot of ministries, a lot of things going on. Uh-huh. So it really does attract, especially younger people.
Right.
But so it's so interesting that you're saying, you know, you still like that small,
right? Yeah.
You know, town church feeling. Do people, just this is talking about relationships, because okay. Roswell is, you know, small compared to like Metro Atlanta.
Right.
Do people tend to date and marry people in Roswell, or is it people are just, you know, reaching outside of Roswell and?
Like in the past, like I know back, you know, in grandmama's day, right. A lot of people were from Roswell, you know, the families came, however they were rooted here. And a lot of people did marry within Roswell, but now I think is because of that, everybody has become family. So, you know, when you're dating or marrying, you really are going outside of Roswell looking, you know, you tend to find someone outside of Roswell that's, whether you're the guy here or the girl here, more than likely, it's like now people are marrying and dating outside of Roswell.
Is it because, I don't know, why do you think people are doing that? Especially since people, it seems like from our conversation that people do love Roswell and everything. Is it?
That's what I'm saying. Like I said, basically you've grown up with everybody, you know. But other than like the people who are moving here, you know, you may meet them. But other than that, you've grown up with everybody, you know. Like I said, a lot of people are cousins, you know. So a lot of people are, from what I've experienced, a lot of people now have a husband or a significant other from outside of Roswell.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to kind of flip something right quick. Food. Okay. When you were growing up, did you go out to eat a lot? Did you home-cooked?
Home-cooked meals from grandma. Yeah, but now, I do eat out more a lot. I do eat out more now. I don't know if it's just, I can't tell you, like, why, but I don't know if it's just, I know a lot of times I just don't have time to cook all the time, but I mean, now, I think the family thing has changed from what it used to be, you know. You had to be in the house at this time, you know. There was no, I'm coming home at 9 o'clock. So as far as home-cooked meals, on my behalf, there aren't many more of those. I do eat out a lot, you know. Spend too much money, you know.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. When you were at grandmother's house and you know, y'all were eating, what kind of foods?
Definitely you had your collards. Still got, we still have a few of those old ladies, you know, still in the neighborhood. There's Miss Maddie. Anybody who hear that, they don't know who Miss Maddie is. There's Miss Maddie. There's Miss Betty, who still cooked like the macaroni and cheese, the roast, you know, their green beans, you know, the traditional Sunday dinners, which were daily dinners, you know, back when grandma was cooking, you know, 24/7. So, I mean, you still get those Sunday afternoon dinners, but other than that, I mean, I don't know what everybody else is doing in their house, but.
Right. Did you have any brothers or sisters?
I have one brother from my mom's side and two sisters from my dad's side.
Okay, mm-hmm. And you lived with your brother?
Uh-huh.
Okay, was there different things that you had to do in the house versus him?
Oh, of course, plus I'm 7 years older than him, so.
Oh, okay.
So it was really, of course, I was cleaning and cooking, you know, yeah, but, and he was still the baby. So, I think it's definitely, especially with girls and boys, just like they were saying from a long time ago, the girls always do the cooking and the cleaning, you know, the boys, they mainly just have to take out the trash, you know, and make up their bed, but, yeah, definitely, especially with our age gap, because I was really, like, taking care of him a lot, too, you know, just because of the age difference. So.
With your son, are you going to do kind of like the traditional, I guess,